Opening up hour number three of JM in the AM here from RU Stroll Antenna Fly, New Jersey. Oh, we did have a comment I wanted to mention on the app because this was a direct compliment to the people at RU Stroll. A gentleman named Moshe, who you could check out on our app. The Rebbeim at RU Stroll are amazing. They put their reputations and parnasa on the line for the sake of MS and the sake of Talmud Torah Lishma. Thank you, RU Stroll. Very nice comment, to say the least. We now get to hear comments and speak with Rabbi Ilan Sonniker, who is the assistant principal here at RU Stroll of Tenafly, New Jersey, and one of the most pleasant rabbis you ever want to meet. Rabbi Sonniker, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to
be here.
Rabbi
Sonniker spends his time and career generally in West Hempstead, New York, yet finds time on a daily basis to drive out to Tenafly, New Jersey
that
to influence
correct.
The boys here at RU Stroll. You were first approached when to be part of this RU Stroll family?
About 30 years ago.
What? It goes back
so
that
Rabbi
far?
So Rabbi Friedman and I are closest of friends for almost 30 years.
The rumor is Camp La Vie had a role in that.
Maybe. It did. And we've been childhood friends, really closest of friends, almost like brothers since then, since we met when we were, I think, 12 years old. So almost 30 years. We'll leave it there.
Wow.
We've been, of course, we've been through life together, Baruch Hashem, and it's been a very
including in Israel, you were actually
in Israel.
The same
we
yeshiva,
were actually roommates in the same yeshiva in Reshit. We were roommates there for 2 years.
But moving forward to the 2020s, at
so
some point,
recently,
Rabbi Friedman
yes,
probably
so
said to you, "Hey,
yes,
guess what?
Course.
I'm actually starting a yeshiva that you and I have spoken about in
yes.
the abstract over the
yes.
years. I'm actually doing it."
Right. So I would say, as a listener of the earlier part of the program,
right.
I'll call myself part of Rabbi Friedman, what Rabbi Friedman referred to as the underground movement that was already happening in other places. I consider myself part of that. Rabbi Friedman and I have discussed education, of course, at length, how best to try to be mechanech Jewish boys specifically, as that's where we've found ourselves and put much of our kochos. And we've been discussing this idea, and Rabbi Friedman is a very passionate person, as you know, and now everybody knows. And we were discussing this idea. He told me about that he was opening it. And at some point last year, he approached me seriously. The approach was consistent from the beginning of the plans. But really last year, when he saw the Baruch Hashem growth of the yeshiva, and he felt that he, Rabbi Yablok, needed another hand on deck or more hands on deck, he said to me, he came to me and said, "Would you consider it? And is this something, I know it's a longer drive, and is it something that you would consider?"
You're somebody who's familiar with large educational institutions.
Sure.
Can this yeshiva, and I'm saying this more as a generality,
mm-hmm.
but we're talking about RU Stroll, but using
sure.
the name generically, can one with a vision like this, with a mission like this, that we've been talking about since
mm-hmm.
6 o'clock this morning,
mm-hmm.
work with hundreds and hundreds of students? In other words, can this yeshiva continue to grow and not worry that growth could hamper the system that
right.
you want to continue
yes.
to implement?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You can get into the hundreds
yes,
and not worry about it.
With great Siyata Dishmaya, obviously, we all need Siyata Dishmaya. But absolutely, with the, you know, we are very heartfelt people. We are people who, thank God, I'm a little bit of a bigger guy than Rabbi Friedman, so I guess I have a little bit of a bigger heart. but no, we invest our whole self, our whole heart into our students, into the yeshiva.
So this jump from 20 to 70 didn't scare anybody here. Like it's doable, and numbers do not indicate that you lose any of the mission of
right.
the vision. That's,
right.
That's
so as Rabbi Friedman referenced, together with Rabbi Yablok, you know, they needed to grow the staff.
Right.
We needed to have more people who can connect to the boys.
Right, that's true. If you're able to maintain the ratio, you should be able to maintain the type
yeah,
of school you
and
want.
And they right. understand. The students feel right. our commitment. They know how much we care about them. They know how proud we are of them. And we believe that through that connection is the key, is the entrance for their growth.
Rabbi Ilan Sonniker is with us. Not joking around, I'm asking this seriously. Does your role as a pulpit rabbi help in the high school experience?
All experiences in life build up to one's right. experience and where they are. Being involved in both sides of, we'll call the Jewish students' life, both from a family side as well as from a yeshiva side, of course, gives me a perspective that's a little bit different than just being here in the building. I see what it is in the community. I have peers, of course, colleagues who I speak to, not only in West Hempstead, but in all communities. Right. I have a little bit of a, you know, kind of zoom out. I can have a broader view of the student's life because that's my life is much broader than that.
A lot of people would say that a pulpit rabbi is involved in adult education and family education. And now if you're in Or Yisrael, you're in youth education.
Yes.
I mean, you've got really got the whole gamut covered.
Yes. This is not my first position
right.
in education. Obviously. I've been in education right. now for this is my 12th year in education. And it's been to me, it's all part of the same goal. It meshes together. To be part of family lives, to be part of adults' lives, to be part of students' lives, kids' lives. You know, it's all part of trying to inspire people, connect people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to help them grow.
I've been mentioning this throughout the show, and I'm not sure I'm getting what I'm looking for, but I would think that this week is a different kind of week here. I would think that in general, the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the time in the month of Elul since the beginning of the school year, there's a little bit of an avira, a little bit of an atmosphere that's extra special. Is that
yeah.
something you felt over the last few days or not?
Well, as a shul rabbi, you know, this week is a bit of a busy week in a busy time.
So I've been told.
Yeah. So for me, the fact that I know where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, I'm happy that I made it here on time with my eyes open, Baruch Hashem. Yes, absolutely. Look, the start of the school year is an exciting time in general.
That's true.
And
that's true.
The energy that's
point.
Present here in the building. You know, there are different ways to look at Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. I was speaking to a boy in my community just last night, and I was trying to help him understand that Yom Kippur is not only a serious day, but it's also a day, like the Gemara says, is one of the happiest days on the Jewish calendar.
A real yontif.
It's supposed to be feel like a day of simcha, of Hashem reaching out, kiviyachol, to us to connect. It's a day of connection. It's a day of tahara, of pure feeling pure. And it's a day of being inspired and uplifted. That's here. You know, that we feel every day in the building. The boys are excited to be here. That's something that we try to inject into every day and to every morning, every afternoon, together with the Rebbeim, the staff, is to inject a sense of simcha, and to inject a sense of connection and positivity, and that's certainly present here. You could feel it in this beginning of the year, the beginning of the Jewish year, absolutely.
We always talk about Yom Kippur being a real yontif, and we remind the audience about this every year because people focus on the fast and the fact that they need a cold drink,
yeah.
and they forget. I mean, the Rav called it his happiest day of the year because
yeah.
he was so connected
sure.
to the one above, and obviously if you're able to convey that here to the Talmidim, that's an amazing accomplishment. Before I let you go, schedule tomorrow night. So Kol Nidre, and then you do speak, or you make an appeal, or you say Tehillim. Rabbis do different things. Kol Nidre night, what does your shul do?
We do. We say Kol Nidre, then now actually we have one of the lay leaders make an appeal, and then I speak.
Nice, I like that.
To bring us back into...
one of the traditional Kol Nidre schedules, I might say.
Yes, well, yes. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. It's a very special time of year for communities, for shuls, for yeshivas. It's special to be back, Baruch Hashem, to be able
yeah.
to be back inside of a shul together, inside of a yeshiva together, to look around the room and to see it filled with faces, friendly faces of closest friends and family. It's a very special feeling to be back together this
full
year.
Sanctuary tomorrow night?
Mirtz Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
So what a pleasure to reunite with you. I say it that way only because I think we've met before.
I'm sure we've
We're
met
not
at
positive,
some point,
but I think so.
And the Mirtz Hashem again.
Rabbi Elad Sonneker is now the assistant principal in yes. addition to his other roles in the community here at Or Yisrael yes. Tenafly. A good yor to you, Gmar Chesima Tova.
To you too, Gmar Chesima Tova.
Thank you for being here this morning. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.